Today on the Main Quest podcast, it's the adventures of Lolo 2. Welcome back to another episode of the Main Quest podcast. This is, of course, the number one retro gaming podcast that cosplays as the number two retro gaming podcast as a humble brag. As always, I am your host, Keith. These are starting to make less and less sense. I really need to think of something that's a little more topical. If this is your first episode, I'm playing all of the games I grew up with and breaking down the story, graphics, gameplay, and music in hopes that I can give you guys a solid recommendation, or maybe not. This is actually my second time recording this opening monologue because the other one was a bit harsh, a little bit opinionated. I mean, the entire podcast is opinionated, right? I mean, that's what's the point of a podcast if you don't have opinions? Fuck the facts. But needless to say, I mean, I wasn't too happy with the opening monologue on the last episode. So I actually went on Instagram, asked you fine people to, well, I kind of asked you guys to be in control of whatever today's monologue or whatever today's opening is going to be about. So I did a poll and I narrowed it down to one choice. And I have to say, the second choice isn't what I... Okay, what's... I forgot to put my phone on silent. I'm sorry, guys. Professional podcasting. I should probably actually take this. Hello?
Hey, yeah.
Is this Snake?
Yeah, it's Snake.
Oh, hey, man. What's up? What's up? What's going
it's
on?
It's Snake.
Yeah, I know. What's happening, dude?
How's it going?
I'm not too bad. I'm actually in the middle of recording a podcast right now.
What?
A podcast? I'm going to be talking about the adventures of Lolo 2.
Is that so? Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be the longest episode that I've done, but the game is pretty short.
I don't think I can go through all that again.
What, the game?
Yeah.
I mean, the game's not... It ruined my episode right now, dude. It's not that bad.
Yes. I know it sounds strange to most people. That stuff makes me too frisky. I just keep putting things in my pocket.
Well, they don't call you Solid Snake for nothing, dude.
That's what some people call me.
Oh. I mean, what other names do you go by?
Deep Throat.
I mean, I guess that's your military name?
Deep Throat. I suppose you're going to tell me you don't know anything, right?
I mean, I was going to ask, like, where, how...
I know what I'm doing.
Okay, dude. I mean, you don't have to get defensive. I know I can come off as, like, a little aggressive, but, like, what's going on? Like, why'd you call me, dude? What's up?
I'm lonely. I just keep putting things in my pocket. This is our only chance to talk alone together.
Oh, yeah, Snake. I mean, it's been...
My name's Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. Honestly, I'm kind of in the middle of something. And, you know, when I saw your name come up, I was actually expecting this to be like some sort of like mission, like reconnaissance type of thing. You know, tactical espionage or whatever. But I've got a show to record, dude.
There's nobody here.
Well, no, I mean, this isn't a live show. I'm recording it now, and you're actually on it right now.
What the hell is going on here? If word of this got out, it could delay the signing of the START 3 treaty and cause a huge international incident.
The podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, I can stop recording real quick.
Come on, hurry up already.
I mean...
I'm starting to sweat. It's getting kind of warm. I just keep putting things in my pocket.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Where's Meryl? Does Meryl know that you're calling me right now?
No way. No. You and I, we're nothing more than dogs, are we?
I mean, I don't have to go sneaking around anybody or anything.
I
mean, this is... Honestly, this is getting a little uncomfortable.
Looks like we both have a lot to learn about each other. But you can leave out the Benzedrine.
The what?
Benzedrine.
What's,
Yeah, wait, so Benzedrine.
I don't know what that is.
That stuff makes me too frisky. Please, talk to me.
I mean, you, I don't, man, you kind of caught me off guard, and I'm in the middle
of... You still hate me?
I mean, I never even said that
I have a favor to ask.
Okay, well, I mean, you got me on the phone now. What do you want? Because I, honestly, I'm sorry to, like, rush you, but I really need to get things going here. Snake? Deep throat, I'm sorry.
You can say that again.
What did you want to ask me?
So anyway, what are these holes in the wall for?
Listen, we're not going to talk about that here. I think you know what those are for.
That's easy for you to say.
What is that even supposed to mean? Are you implying something?
You really don't have any idea? No one else can hear us. Go ahead.
Honestly, Snake.
Deep Throat. Why don't you stop playing dumb? Does the name Deep Throat mean anything to you?
Come on, dude. Come
now
on.
Now who's being ridiculous? Plausible deniability, huh?
Listen, I don't even know why this wall is here, and I sure as shit didn't put holes in it, so... I mean, that came with the house.
I've never heard you so excited, so that's why it's so big. I just keep putting things in my pocket. I'm starting to sweat. It's getting kind of warm.
What is with my show and everybody just coming on, getting so fucking horny?
I don't need lectures. This is no game.
You know what? That's
Deep Throat.
I'm going to have to cut this all out.
No.
There's another monologue down the drain.
Deep Throat.
And this call is getting out of hand.
Deep Throat.
I've got the rest of this show to edit anyway.
Hell with you. You double-crossed me.
I double-crossed you?
Yeah.
Dude, you called me. You called me about these glory holes.
This is like a police interrogation. Listen, I didn't mean to sound sarcastic. I just want to make sure again. What are these holes in the wall for?
You really want me to show you?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
That would be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
I guess, Snake...
My name's Deep Throat.
And I are going to explore these holes together.
Yeah, thanks.
Meanwhile, hope you guys enjoy the rest of the episode that I recorded for you. I talked about the adventures of Lolo, too.
Why did you try to hide it?
About my personal history for the Adventures of Lolo 2, I don't talk about it because I really don't have one. In fact, I might have to correct what I said in the episode for the first game, because at the beginning of this game, a short cutscene of Lala getting abducted plays, and even though it's very similar to the first game's intro, I somehow also remember this one, which... Technically, in my scrambled memory banks of when I was, 6 years old when this came out or something, I could just be remembering both and, like, mixing them together. I'm not really sure. Again, I was very young when this came out. And it also doesn't help that both of the games are nearly identical. So, with that said, most of the franchise's history was discussed on the previous episode I did for The Adventures of Lolo. So, The Adventures of Lolo 2 is once again developed and published by the wonderful HAL Laboratory. It is actually the sixth game in that Eggerland series, which is the series forebearer that came out in Japan. Unlike the first game, Adventures of Lolo 2 actually got a Japanese release alongside its Eggerland counterparts. Once again, this is just one of those games where the director or the programmer is completely obscured from history. But what we do know is that Hideki Kanasaki returns for this game's soundtrack. The Adventures of Lolo 2 was released in Japan and North America in 1990, and in PAL regions by 1991. Since then, it has been ported to the Wii, Wii U, and 3DS Virtual Console. It was later followed up with another sequel, The Adventures of Lolo 3. Looking at a lot of the scores for this game, it's pretty fair to good. The users at GameFAQs have the game sitting at 3.5 out of 5 stars. It has a 7 out of 10 on Nintendo Life, 7.6 on GameSpot, and an 8 out of 10 on IGN, which is the same score that they gave Returnal and Nier Replicant. So, Returnal is as good as this game, and vice versa. So let's just remember that information going forward into this episode. So the story for Adventures of Lolo 2 is kind of a mess. There's been some rewrites and the setting has changed. At least I think the setting has changed. I mean, the story from the first game is pretty cut and dry, right? And the same goes for this game. We're just rescuing Lala again. So there you go. Take your shot. We are getting, rather, Lolo is getting cucked again, getting his girlfriend taken right up from under him. Girlfriend? Are they technically like boy and girl? Because they're just balls. I guess gender doesn't mean anything, but they are like the archetypal, stereotypical blue and pink. So anyway, I'm going to just be rambling for the next, 10 minutes, because there's really not a lot to talk about. So let's go over this story. Quote, our heroic pair are at it again. On their return from the haunted castle, successfully defeated in the original Adventures of Lolo, our hero and heroine are confronted by the real power of the land, the king of Eggerland himself, swooping down on our victorious couple. The king thundered,
the labyrinth was only a preliminary test. The real battle starts now. If you can make it through my tower and my castle, I will set your people free. But just to make sure there's no tricks, this little one comes with me.
And with that, he grabbed little Lala and spirited her. Well, there's our answer. Spirited her away to his castle in the clouds. But, fortunately, Lala was able to analyze each of the mazes as she was taken through the tower and left clues in the jewel boxes in each room. Each jewel that Lolo collects contains a bit of information that will help him in the next room. With your help, they will work together to free their people. This last sentence is really hard to read. Fuck it. From the clutches of the king. End quote. So here are my nitpicks. Ready? You guys ready for this? Because like I said, there's not a lot to talk about. First of all, Lala doesn't do shit in either game. She's not they can't call her a heroine. Which goes into my next point. Lolo had to fight the devil in the last game. The devil. Now I can believe that the devil walking about and being Mr. Steal Your Girl and leaving Lolo looking like a damn fool. But when the king saunters up to you and is like,
so yeah, I've got this entire country on lockdown and also this pink blob thing. I'm going to fuck it. That doesn't quite look like Kirby, but is also kind of Kirby. That's mine now.
Never mind the fact that the devil from the last game and the king, they look exactly alike. They're the exact same thing. But holy Christ on a crucifix. Lala, fucking stand up for yourself. It's just some guy. It's a king. He's a fucking politician. It's a politician. Third of all, there are all these people that he's apparently captured or enslaved. What people need to be set free here? What am I doing? And isn't that enough to go on some sort of adventure? Why does our heroine, quote-unquote heroine, need to be captured or abducted? She's just as heroic as this blue piece of shit that we're playing as. Why can't they just palette swap this motherfucking sprite so that we can play as Lala and free all these endangered people? Also, are all the people in this country, are they blobs also? Or are they just like regular people? how long has this all even been going on? Like, the country in the first game was called Eden, if I'm remembering right, and now it's Eggerland? So we're just now bringing in the actual name of the game that is supposed to be based off of. And if Lala had enough time to figure out each room, why do we have to? Why didn't she just fucking run? It's like that Dave Chappelle joke. Get the fuck off of me, this is my bus stop. And I shouldn't even be getting like upset or like overthinking this because it's a puzzle game. But then at the same time, I have to wonder, like, why even include a story in the first place? The game plays exactly like the first one. May as well just recycle that story? I guess they kind of did. They just gave it like too much context and it's fucking weird. Like, they don't even need any of that. And speaking of actually needing something, do we need to play this game? What's it like? Well, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, guys, but the gameplay is exactly the same as the first. It even looks the same. You have 10 levels, 5 boards per level, and it's just a mixture of pushing blocks, collecting items, and avoiding hazards. Everything from the first game returns here. Lolo's magic shot that encrusts enemies for a limited amount of time. You got bridges, one-way tiles, and the hammer. Even the same enemies return. We got Snakeys, Gull, Leaper, Rocky, Alma, Skull, Medusa, and Medusa's sleazy Uncle Don. They're all back and work exactly the same as they did in the first game. Now, there's only a few minor differences from the first game. Very, very minor. Like, it almost doesn't even matter. The first being the addition of lava beds, which is just a red palette swap of the water. But unlike water, you can't put anything in the lava, and the bridges that you build over the lava only last for a few seconds. So you really kind of have to plan around not having to utilize that item. And then the second difference is that the last stage of the game actually has you leaving the tower and going to a separate castle in the sky. There's a little cutscene that plays out of Lolo taking an airship to the castle. And I saw that and I'm sitting here and I'm just like, so I just did 45 levels, but this airship has been sitting down here this entire time. Like, somebody could have just docked that motherfucker before we even started, before we even got stepped foot inside the castle. Castle, tower, whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I suppose if you really want to nitpick differences. This game is a lot harder. Either that I got dumber, which is very possible. I do still feel burned out from Arcade Month and all this Resident Evil shit, so I don't know. But right off the bat, it's pretty difficult. But if we compare the beginning 15 boards to like the last 5 or 10, like, those are nothing in comparison. So it seemed like, you know, for every difficult board there would be probably like 10 easy ones after the fact before you would eventually get stumped again. So this one is pretty consistent throughout, and it just kind of seems like it's a reaction to that first game's difficulty, because that first game was a little bit too easy, a little bit too on the easy side for me. As far as the graphics go, again, I don't want to say it, but I have to say it. They're exactly the same as the first game. Maybe I'm misremembering, but I'm pretty sure it is. The color palette for this game seems a little bit darker from the first game, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's my TV. I played this game on a different TV than I did for Lolo. Shocking, I know. A retro gamer that doesn't give a shit about their TV settings. I don't have any time for that. Calibrating a brand new TV for the proper output is an entire separate hobby unto itself than from retro gaming. So I only have room for one in my life. What I do know is that Hideki Kanasaki calibrated the music a little bit. The same 4 tracks come back from that first game, but there's like a better use of the console's sound channels. So the same theme that plays while you're solving puzzles is back, slightly better, but more noticeable than the first game. Like, when I played that first game, I said I barely even noticed the music, which is a compliment, because you don't want the music to constantly get on your nerves if you're going to be basically solving 50 puzzles, right? But the song in Adventures of Lolo 2 is actually kind of like a little jingle, while the droning, you know, repetitiveness, I say that nicely, of the theme that played during the first game, you know, it made it easy to ignore. Like, this one, not as much. And I think that's because it has a clear beginning of the song and end of the song. And on top of that, it only lasts about 13 seconds and then loops. I don't know if anything I just said even makes any fucking sense. I hope I'm explaining this in a way that you guys can understand. Let me rephrase all of this. The song from the first game, it does loop, but it's an actual longer loop than this game. It's 25 seconds before it loops. And it also kind of has like this nice progression into that loop. It kind of sounds like it gets to the end of the song and then it's like, all right, here's the reprise. And then it repeats that structure infinitely, right? The theme in Lolo 2 is only about 13 seconds long before it loops again. And it also seems to have a clear beginning and an end. So it tricks your mind into thinking a new song is about to happen, like it's about to come up, but then it never does. And then over time, it just becomes torturous. I think this song is way worse than the one in the first game. And that's the song you're going to hear the most. Otherwise, as far as the other songs, I mean, there are two additional tracks in Lolo 2. One for the airship and one for the one and only boss fight, which I forgot to mention. there's a boss fight. I guess I can talk about that now, since, I mean, that's pretty much it for the music. So at the end of the game, you have to fight the king himself, which is no problem. We did just end up killing the devil himself. It's super easy. He just moves left to right and shoots fireballs at you. He doesn't actually even touch the walls of the arena. Like, he's literally just moving on the horizontal axis here. So he doesn't even touch the walls of the arena. So you can just stand to either the left or right of him and completely ignore what he's doing and just spam Lolo's crusty magic cum shot, and then it's over. That's the boss. And that's the game. So, can I recommend The Adventures of Lolo 2? I mean, sure. I guess I have to. Like, I recommended the first game, and this is exactly like the first game. Which, I swear, I don't mean to say that so many times. It's the last time you're going to hear me say that on this episode. It's a slight improvement on that difficulty scale, for me at least. There's an added lava mechanic, and for what it's worth, you get a boss fight. There's more music. Most of it is sparse. And the main theme is fine. It's just noticeably more repetitive than the first one. And the game, you know, suffers the same clunky movement as the first game. You know, Lolo gets caught on corners. It's easy to mess up when it comes to pushing blocks, just like a little bit too far. I mean, all that stuff is here. It all comes back. And so if I recommended that first game, you know, and then with the additions here, which actually don't harm the gameplay in any way, I can't really go any other way on my recommendation. So yeah, I'd recommend giving Lolo 2 a try. With that, maybe not like retroactively, I would say maybe just skip the first one then, because you won't be really missing anything at all. or if Lolo 2 is just a little too difficult for you, absolutely go pick up that first one instead, I guess. It works either way. So I feel like that's an awkward ending. I feel like this is kind of an awkward episode, with all things considered. Sorry about all that shit up front. I just had to get it off my chest. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to all my bullshit. This is a quick little episode. But if you guys like what you heard today, why not drop the show a review of your own? Would you recommend the Main Quest podcast? And if you're new to the program, you can get a hold of me at mainquestpod@gmail.com. Follow the show on Instagram at themainquest. And I sometimes tweet, but more often just been retweeting other people's content at mainquestpod on Twitter. Coming later this week, just in time for his 30th birthday, there's a new music episode this weekend for the Sonic the Hedgehog 30th anniversary. And what a fucking motley crew of songs that's going to be. So stay tuned for that Thursday. And as for the summer of sequels, well, it's rolling right the fuck ahead next week with a double header. Only the second in this show's history. It's Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 3. So get your busters out, because we're busting. Robots. We're not busting our blue ball. Maybe bust our blue balls. We just did that. Busting our blue balls. So until Thursday. Talk to you guys later. Take care of yourselves. Bustin' makes me feel good.
I can't believe it.